from home. Sometimes I get 20 miles, I guess.
You worked for hire?
Yeah.
What was good yield on wheat here when the land was good?
Not as good as it
is now. Is
that right? When I was a kid, 20 bushels is all good, but
you know, when I was a kid, 20 bushels was counted as good a crop as 40 sounds now.
Yeah.
That's interesting how that differs in different parts of the states. Mm-hmm. How did you harvest oats? They were thrashed?
Yeah.
Your wife baked bread, what did you call it? If she used wheat flour?
Yeah, biscuits.
And when this was a little individual? What if she made it in loaves?
It's light bread.
That's called light bread. Well, there wasn't much of that made not many years back.
Did she make other bread out of flour?
No.
Boy, that light bread is a great dish at our home when I was a kid. She'd make these big loaves and we'd always get a pound or two of biscuits for supper made out of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. But that's what they call light loaves. They were good.
Yeah. Yes.
Them hot and plenty of good old cow butter was mm-hmm. pretty hard to beat. Start off with.
Good sir.
What did your wife do with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Did she make that in a pan so it came out flat, or was that?
Yeah, she most of the time. Now, Mother used to cook it two ways. She'd cook it flat, make it up the batter not too thick, you know. Then sometimes we'd get a little tired of that and when she'd want to change, why she'd make it a stiffer dough and then put in about two big spoonfuls and then make a pone about so big, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was a little drier in it, but it's good for a change.
Mm-hmm. And then the pone, how did she bake that?
And just like she did the other one, made the dough a little stiffer.
Uh-huh.
And then just put it out there, put about two spoonfuls together, you know, and it swell up. Not like these big spoons now, they're bigger in them days than they are now, these mm-hmm. spoons is. Take about four of these size we have now.
And did this touch the pan on all sides?
No. They take an ordinary pan and make it about two wide and about three or four long
mm-hmm.
for a big family.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't eat more than two or three of them if you was hungry.
I suspect. What did you call bread when you got it from the store? I imagine this came quite late.
Light bread, that's all we know.
Did your mother or your wife ever take dough, roll it out, and then cut it so it was round and had a hole in the middle?
Like doughnuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they made out of cake dough or?
No, they'd put a little cake dough, a little bit, but they'd get it pretty stiff and then they'd fry that dough in the grease, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they take them out of there, they'd turn them over time too, and when they take them out of there, they'd put sugar all over them, you know. That's where they got the most of that sugar.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I smoked this pipe and I just get a layer of burnt matches in the box.
I smoked about 25 or 30 years, lost my teeth.